make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net.
All right, it's Bill, Deanna, Air Jordan, and Andrea Aiden from the law office of Andrea Aiden. Let's start off with Andrea. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Andrea, you know, we've been doing this now for the last couple of months, honoring a lot of incredible ladies around town. We call them our Heroes in Heels, and your law firm got behind this program. Why is this Hero in Heels program so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great program to highlight amazing women in our community and what they do for our community, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it to help show support for other women and let other people know the great things that they're doing out there. And I've learned a lot, too, about great programs out there in the community that I didn't even know about.
Absolutely. Deanna, Air Jordan, we are super excited to honor this week's Hero in Heels, Mel from Urban Roots. Mel, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Andrea, we actually received a great nomination letter from Benjamin. I'm going to have you read this.
Yes, absolutely. Melanie Simon, board president of Urban Roots Garden Classrooms, goes above and beyond in our community. Simon joined the board in 2019 and, at the close, was elected president. The dark skies of a pandemic growing darker every day. When it became clear that the nonprofit would not be unscathed during the pandemic, Simon poured her heart into the organization even more than she had before. Starting last March, Simon worked tirelessly with the rest of the board to give the nonprofit every possible chance at getting through the difficult months ahead, shifting its programming to digital formats and initiating several funding efforts to keep the nonprofit afloat while their urban teaching farm remained closed. Thanks in part to Simon, the nonprofit's virtual Urban Roots Art, Food, and Roots Festival accrued more than over $87,000.
Wow.
From individual and corporate donors. Wow, that's amazing. Not only were Simon's actions instrumental in alleviating some of Urban Roots' financial hardships, though they were able to stave off furloughs until August of 2020, she also helped orchestrate several partnerships with local organizations and was integral in securing actress and activist Melissa Joan Hart on board to host the festival. Wow.
I remember that. That was really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool.
In the background, Mel has been a constant motivator for the staff and has helped navigate through her exemplary example of fierce and resolute leadership. She is always willing to go the extra mile, whether it be logging on for one more meeting with the team, circling back for additional efforts from the board, or simply making phone calls on behalf of the nonprofit. Melanie's passion and commitment to bettering the lives of Reno Tahoe families by way of supporting Urban Roots, incredible work changing the way children eat and learn via hands-on garden education, shines through her actions as board president. She is seen as a leader and a friend by the entire staff, and her leadership has bettered not just Urban Roots, but the area in general. Without Melanie at the helm during 2020, it is very possible that Urban Roots would not be open today, championing healthy living and environmental stewardship to the next generation.
Am I hearing tears in the background? Melanie, are you okay over there?
I have the answer to why she's crying. Mel, that was a lot. Are your feet hurting? Because if you're wearing heels that whole time, man, your feet have got to be killing you. That was so much things you did.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I have no words other than I'm just emotional. Wow. It's just been an honor to serve this amazing our amazing community through Urban Roots. So
when you hear it all listed out like that, are you overwhelmed at all? Like, wow, did I do that? Was that me?
Well, it wasn't just me. It was a whole organization, and we have an amazing executive director and team and people that were really wanted to help Urban Roots survive. It was a community effort for sure.
But what a great organization to be a part of. I mean, you guys just do such good work.
Well, it's been a really fun organization to be a part of, even through this crazy business of the pandemic and getting curveballs left and right every every single time we got together, I just felt like another hurdle. But we just have an awesome team and community that's rallied around us through this.
Hurdling in heels.
Hurdling in heels.
Thank God I didn't actually have to wear heels, I guess.
So, Mel, let's talk about this. I mean, a pandemic, of course, hit everybody hard. It said in a nomination letter that, unfortunately, you had to furlough some employees in 2020. What is it like for Urban Roots going forward?
You know, we've made a lot of shifts in our focus in our program when we used to just focus on kids, and now we're really changing the way our communities eat and learn. So that has been a big shift for us. But also, you know, we're really pushing forward to get all of our employees back to full time and serving 100% in our community. So that's kind of our shift in focus and really focusing on our family and greater community.
Well, Melanie Simon from the Law Office of Andrea Aiden, Family Law Specialists, and all of us here at 96.5 Alice, we honor you as being this week's Hero in Heels.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
And you know what? We're going to send you a party platter for 12 from Portisub so you could celebrate with everybody there in the office. And we just thank you for everything that you do in our community.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Here's what's on deck on the Alice Morning Show.
Jessica T won $1,000 yesterday as we put a grand in her hand. Another national keyword that you need to know coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 in cash. And it's a Wednesday. That means another fun edition of Would You Rather?
And I've got the question.
Oh, Lord. Coming up.
6.5, Alice.
Going through a divorce is one of the hardest things anyone will go through, especially if you have children. That is why it is so important to find an attorney that is not only experienced, but also compassionate. I am attorney Andrea Aiden, and I am a certified family law specialist. My goal is to get you through this difficult time and achieve a fair result, and if possible, some peace. It is possible to find peaceful co-parenting after a divorce for the benefit of the children, and it is my goal to help you make that happen. And sometimes it's not, and you need a fierce advocate. So if you are going through a divorce and want an attorney that will be your fierce but compassionate advocate, visit my website at aidenlaw.net. That's AdenLaw.net. Or give us a call, 775-622-9245. I am Andrea Aiden, your experienced and passionate certified family law specialist.
You know, I just